From our own correspondence, driving and using a flash glucose meter. Dear Jenny, thank you and the team for providing such wonderful care and advice. I read your article about continuous glucose monitoring being made more widely available for type 1 patients. As an early adopter of the Flash Freestyle Libre system, I can highly recommend it. One question that is not clear is how this will affect my driving. My Libre came with a separate reader, and I have always felt this to be the best used when driving so as not end up holding a phone whilst at the wheel. Most providers of CGMs now seem to assume that users will have a smartphone. I wonder if they should consider how users will use this when driving. The DVLA should also consider the reality of driving with diabetes. For example, the reassurance of being notified or being able to read your levels regularly whilst driving when it may not be easy to stop. For example, smart motorways. And that was sent via email. Clarification. In 2019, the DVLA approved that drivers with diabetes will no longer be required to test their blood through finger pricking when driving and instead will be able to use flash or continuous glucose monitoring, although they can still use finger pricking if they prefer. If drivers choose to use flash or CGM devices, there are times when they must use a finger prick test. If 1. Their glucose levels are 4 mmol/L or below. 2. They experience symptoms of hypoglycemia. Or 3. The glucose monitoring system gives a reading that is not consistent with the symptoms they are experiencing.
Just a few reminders. Some people are told that they have to have a smartphone in order to have a Libre. And this means that people who don't have a smartphone, don't want one or can't afford one are being denied the Libre. This is clearly neither right nor fair, and Abbott are perfectly happy to send separate readers to people at no charge if they need them. Alarms on RT-CGM devices must not be used as a substitute for symptomatic awareness of hypoglycemia. For Group 1 driving, you must recognise hypos through the symptoms you experience. If you become reliant on these alarms to advise you that you are hypo, you must stop driving and notify the DVLA. You must not actively use a glucose monitoring system, CGM or flash, while driving, but you must pull over in a safe location before checking your device. You must inform the DVLA if you use insulin to treat your diabetes. The DVLA is very clear that it is illegal to use your phone for the CGM while driving.